Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, gang. This is, I had to start over again. Bud was being too annoying, so I didn't restart.
Sorry, yeah, I was breathing too hard again.
It's really you're being mean to Bud.
What?
It's your birthday. We gotta be mean to Bud.
Yeah, it's your birthday, you idiot.
Oh.
I gotta scooch up. I can't hear.
Yeah, I can't hear. Goddamn. Can you guys turn your car, the seats around?
I could maybe just turn around and look at you guys.
Yeah. Wait, can you say something?
What's so up?
He said it as quiet as he can.
Yeah. Cars would be so much better if there was like a horseshoe or a circle shape and everyone faced each other.
Yeah.
That's like you get a limo.
Yeah. I want
limos. Oh, we should have got a limo.
But do you remember seeing limos as a kid and thinking like Jim Carrey's got to be in that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you think there's a limo service like right next to the casino? We can just rent it to go for like a couple blocks?
I don't think there is.
Oh, okay.
I bet you there is.
I think it's probably too late.
Usually at limos they give you the small little champagne bottles, the corbels.
Yeah.
You know? I love those things.
Yeah, when was the last time you were in a limo?
A couple of weeks ago.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You're going to limos, you're not invite your friends?
Why were you in a limo and we weren't in there with you?
I have my godfather, he owns a limo.
You come to me today to drive in my limo.
What do you think of that?
You come to me today on the day of my daughter's limo.
And that's what your godfather sounds like?
You have a godfather?
I do have. I have a few godfathers, actually.
I don't think that's how that works.
Wait, do you have a godfather?
I think I do, yeah.
Does he sound like this?
No, I think he sounds like this. What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? It's
me, dude, hey,
who's your godfather? What?
His name's Mike Rivers. I don't know him very well. I haven't seen him since I was 9. Or no, I did see him a couple times in my adult life.
I've always been confused as to what the purpose of it is. I think
it's your parents die and then they get you.
You had to go to. I mean, I'm sure I had one lined up and I'm sure it was Michael Capps, the guy who owned the bar Capps and Tarrant.
He'd be a good father for you.
Yeah, he'd be good. Good papa.
So wait, if my dad dies and Mike becomes my dad.
Both your parents have to die. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
You have to be an orphan.
That's more limo riots.
You got a point. That's true.
And you know, you got to make somebody your godfather, the baby's godfather, who like you don't want to take care of the kid. So that way, you'll do like try really hard not to die.
You're motivated to not die. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's like. That's why you'd probably make me the godfather.
No, Rod. It's your birthday. We would never say something like that to you.
Dude, in the eyes of God, I'm the godfather to my niece.
That's nice.
Yep. Legally, in the eyes of God.
Well, that is nice, but also, I mean, if you use my logic, that kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What are we doing right now?
We're going to a casino, to Morongo.
More, more, more.
What's that?
And how much are we betting? 40?
I got some cash on me. I got $123 in cash on me. And so I'm gonna play with the 23 and see if I can mess around with that first.
This is a classic Clay.
And then if I don't double that money right away, then I'm gonna dip into my buck.
I got $200. I'm gonna gamble $200.
Yeah, I'm doing $200.
I'm ready to lose $200.
Clay, are you playing with any specific methods that you learn?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little blackjack with a new betting system called 1-2-4-1-2.
Oh shit!
And 1-2-4-1-2 is if you do a bet.
You're thinking of 1-2-3-4.
Yeah, yeah. 1-2-3-4.
No, I'm not thinking 1-2-3-4. So
that's how you can.
No, stop. I'm not thinking 1-2-3-4.
I
want
to hear that. Well, what is it? Because maybe I'll use it. Because I'm new to blackjack.
I'm just frustrated that y'all thought I was doing 1-2-3-4. So there's a girl named Feist. And
wait,
from the song 1-2-3-4
Broken Social Scene.
From Broken Social Scene.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me that
remember
you
how
love
that,
me.
Remember that song was fucking everywhere?
Every commercial in existence.
Yeah.
And also her other song that went, mush-a-boom, mush-a-boom. She's sort of in the same camp as Imogen Heap. They kind of were just like everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and then they just weren't anymore.
Remember Lazy Eye? Well, no, Lazy Eye wasn't. Lazy Eye was everywhere.
What is
oh,
Lazy
Eye? Oh, that
was Eye?
Huge. Silver Sun Pickups.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah.
But 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, I saw it online. You bet one unit. Let's say you're betting $10. You bet one unit, which is 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit, this is a, like the Martingale is a negative betting strategy, and this is a positive betting strategy.
Okay.
Negative is if you lose, you up the bet. But in this
that's
one.
That's the same thing as your roulette thing, though.
Yeah, but so that's
no, he's saying this is different.
But this is a positive betting system. I think there's
meaning
another.
Meaning you're positive.
That means
work?
If you win, then you up your bets.
Oh.
So like, okay, so if I bet $10, and if I win, I'll go to 2 units, and that's $20. And if I win again, I'll bet 4. And if I win again, I'll go back to 1.
You're back to 1.
And then 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2 until I lose, and then I go back to 1.
So you're like betting your earnings, in a
yeah.
way.
But if I keep on losing, I'm just betting 1 unit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's based on like, if you lose, you don't go back to the 3. You go back to like 1. So you like step
you
back.
Stay on 1 until you win, and then you go to 2. And if that doesn't hit, then you go back to 1, and you start the process
right.
over again.
We're passing the exit for Raging Waters. Have you ever been there?
No.
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 The only water park I've been to was Hurricane Harbor, which is part of Six Flags Magic Mountain.
And was that a blast or was it packed?
It was truly a blast. I had a fucking great
Hurricane
time.
Harbor, for me...
I went with Eric Santana.
Nice.
I was very self-conscious about not wearing a shirt around all those people.
Right.
And I...
Well, if you take the shirt off, they'll know you're bigger than them.
Exactly. But, okay, well, it's a little deeper than that, but yeah, I guess you're right. But they...
But I didn't know you were big.
The body matches the shirt, you could say. But I went down this crazy slide that was like one of their more aggressive slides, and I borrowed just like a pair of shorts from my uncle that were probably from the 80s.
Oh, uncle
these
shorts.
Fuckers, they rip right off my body. So I came down the tube butt naked.
Uh-oh.
Holding like the mat thing over me, and it or just no, I was actually just holding my junk.
Holding your dick, yeah.
And he was like, "You need to get up because the other people are coming." And I'm like, "I don't have any more shorts," and so he brought me a towel, and I got out.
It's funny that you say that because I almost tweeted something, and I have evidence on my phone that I took the picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a mall today, and I saw a thing that said "dad jeans," and I was gonna tweet it and say. Dad jeans, wake me up when there's uncle shorts. And it's weird that you said uncle shorts.
Yeah. I've had really bad experiences with water parks. I had the more famous one was at the Mustang water slides.
That's a water slide park that me and Buddy grew up near that only has 2 water slides.
2 big old freaking water
sort
slides.
Of
what's
jib.
The IP though?
The what?
What's the IP?
A horse.
A
Mustang?
Horse, yeah, horsey. Yeah. I don't know, Mustang. Probably
you know what
like,
a Mustang is?
Well, I
yeah,
know
it's
the
a car.
I know. No. But like, what's like the? Is it like Mr. Ed?
No, it's not like. No. It's not like Snoopy.
Oh, it's Dudley Do Right.
It's Dudley Do Right.
No, it's just
it's
part of
just like
Lake. It's just part of Lake Lopez.
Oh, it's Black Beauty, probably. That's what you're thinking.
So they, I went down one of the big slides on my belly, feet first, thinking this was gonna be. The time of my life, and what happened was I was a gross little fucking 10-year-old, and I didn't cut my toenails a lot, and my big toenail got caught in a crack, ripped right off.
The fuck?
Yeah. Oh, that happened to me too.
They had to shut that shit down.
I went on a water slide. A
lot of blood.
And I, you know how like water slides, like they're connected.
Yeah.
Like they're just pieces, but there's like a little like crack
yeah,
in the.
That's what got me.
So
snagged
like. I did. I was like, I went down on my back, and I was like, I think I'm gonna do a 360.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
did, and my nail caught
yep.
in it.
They have to shut her down.
Oh, it kept it wide open.
Well, you
oh.
know,
absolutely
is
fucking.
This is Alabama, different rules.
Yeah. Real quick, no worries. It's designed for blood.
Me and my buddy, me and Clay's pal, Jeremy, there was a water slide called the Black Widow.
Damn.
And it's pitch black. You sit on a tube, you go down. And I thought it'd be funny if I stopped myself.
Yeah, that happens a lot. That's a classic water slide.
So I plugged it in the middle, and then Jeremy comes after me, and he hits me, and then we slide down a little bit, and we plug it together. And we're laughing. We're going to prank whoever's next. And the next kid who goes down, he started sort of crying and screaming. He was really scared. It was way more of a bummer than we thought it was going to be. Then we get to the bottom in the daylight now, and the boy had Down syndrome.
We
kind of fucked up his whole life. And that was when my pranking career was over.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you stopped being a jackass.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely stopped being a jackass.
Damn.
Yeah.
What if you went back and... You went back to the water park with that's the Mustang one.
Yeah.
And you realize that the IP is the horse from Apocalypse Now. And you go, I guess there's a horse in that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like
Pokey from Gumby. Just Pokey. They couldn't get Gumby, but they got Pokey.
Well, we got Pokey.
I like that idea. That's a cool idea.
That damn red horse.
It's orange.
Oh.
Pokey. Yeah.
Sorry. I thought it was red.
Maybe he's red now.
I think it was being orange, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was green, but anyway, I was thinking of Gumby.
That's Gumby.
Sound off in the Discord if you think Pokey's red.
I pierced my friend's ear at a water park.
That rocks.
At a water slide?
Yeah, a water park.
Nice.
What else did we do?
Now we had a water park in our town that we went to a lot.
So I lived across the street from it.
How many? You're talking like a lot of water slides?
That's probably 10.
That's pretty good.
A good bunch.
Everything
what is that,
seemed
10?
Like bigger in your hometown. We what? Just had two. We had two water slides.
Well, we were an amusement park town.
Yeah,
we had like five amusement parks.
They grew up in like a vacation town.
Yeah.
They didn't grow up in a... I don't know what kind of town we grew up in.
Rodeo town?
I just can't tell you how
we
many
do
times
have a rodeo.
You go to the... go to a pool or water park in our hometown, and there's just like a husky Hispanic boy in a big brown shirt just floating around, and you're like, you're gonna drown, dude.
Why?
Because the shirt is so heavy.
The shirt's gonna take you under.
No,
I know from experience, because I used to be a big brown shirt in the pool guy, and that thing, you get up and it.
I've never seen you in a brown shirt.
Oh, I don't do that anymore.
Well, you changed.
I changed. Yeah. I'm talking about when I was a child.
Remember in our early 20s when it felt like there was a constant pool party happening?
Yeah.
There's so many photos of us like at a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where are all the
pool
parties?
What happened
at?
To all that shit? Where'd they go?
I guess we're not as friends with many people with pools.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like people used to live in kind of an apartment with a pool, and now people live in houses.
That's true.
One of my fitness goals is to... partake in one of the ultimate fun chill things to do, which is just sit on the edge of a pool with your shirt off and feel comfortable.
You know what my dream is?
What?
Go to have a Billy Madison moment and go to a pool where a fat kid's wearing a shirt and then dive in wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems nice.
And be like, hey, this is just what the guys do.
Yeah. If I my fat hack was just to like just always be in the pool. You had to always be out or always be in. You couldn't be like hanging out on the side. So I always wonder if people would look at me and be like, damn, this guy really likes the water.
He loves being in there.
He loves being in there.
Remember the one guy that almost dissolved in the pool?
In the casino?
Oh my god, yeah. There was a guy in Vegas. I mean, you all saw him. The guy who was in there at 8 a.m.
But he was like dead center in the middle.
Yep.
Because if he got any more to the right or left, he'd have to go gamble.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
He's scared that he's going to waste his money.
But
if he's in the middle of the pool having a nice
time.
He got
to the pool probably like 3, and he was still in there.
Yeah. But we never saw him leave.
No.
But he did disappear.
You can't be in chlorine that long.
Yeah, he disappeared. He's gone. He lives at the pool now.
He's got like, the bottom half is just like translucent jellyfish looking skin probably.
When y'all were boys, did you piss in the pool all the time?
Hell yeah.
Sure. I didn't even.
And
I was like,
I'd
yeah.
I'd fart in the pool too.
Yeah, right. You don't think I'm going to piss in this thing? What else is it for? I remember one time me and Clay went to the rec center and we had to get out of the pool because an old man pooped in it. Remember that? Yeah. The lifeguard comes, pool's closed, and we're like, why? And then the lifeguard pointed to the bottom of the pool and there was just a...
Do you guys remember when they tell you that they would like, they had like a dye in the pool and if you pissed in it, you'd...
Oh, yeah.
That's fake, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be real. We just never swam in that
pool. I piss in the pool.
Oh, you know the thing about how, like, you'll swallow, like, 20 spiders in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
While you're asleep? I was reading about that today, and that's not true.
Well, how do you know?
It was just, it's just like a made-up urban legend.
Oh, yeah, that does seem made up to me.
Because
the idea that you swallow them in your sleep seems kind of insane. Like, they just go into your mouth?
Yeah.
I was just talking to Blair about urban legends the other day, how, like, the big one that ran through our town in the 90s was that if you, like, saw a car that didn't have their headlights on and you flashed them to turn their headlights on, that it was, like, someone in a gang and that they would turn around and shoot you.
That's gang initiation.
Yeah, that was one that was
and
in
that,
our town,
like,
too.
We would get, like, robocalls warning us at home about this threat of, like, do not tell someone to turn their lights on. And I always wonder if that came from an actual case.
Look it up.
You know?
See,
I can't right now because I'm in a car.
It's probably just cops just trying to get people more tickets.
Because, like, I know that there's, like, a huge human trafficking problem, especially in Los Angeles and, like, San Diego.
Talking about rush hour?
No. No, no.
Yeah.
Or you're talking about when it's busy at the mall and
you're
you can't
about
get
when
through
it's
to
busy
the gap.
On, like, the 405?
No, different human trafficking.
No, he's not talking about cars, Clay. He's talking about when it's busy at the mall and you can't get through to the gap.
Oh, yeah.
So, there was
a lot
of...
I hate when that happens. Is there a way we can solve that?
There was a lot of stuff going around you know, they'd say, like, oh, if you go to your car and there's, like, your car handle's been, like, zip-tied to the car next to you or something, like, just run away because that's, like... a distraction to keep you busy and occupied for someone to come, like, kidnap you.
What the hell?
And there was, like, a ton of stuff. And I feel like TikTok or Instagram or something perpetuated that. And the actual, like, coalitions of people against human trafficking had to, like, come out and be like, just, like, yes, like, protect yourself, but please don't... You don't need to believe a lot of this stuff. It's just kind of, like, internet, you know, hype.
Oh.
They've distracted you with the zip tie.
But there are a lot of, like, crazy things, like, reports where, like, people will be, like, filming women on their phones and, like, on FaceTime, and you can hear them say, like, what do you think about her? And you're like, ugh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's scary. And I've talked to someone who's had that happen, but, like, a lot of this stuff of, like, if you go to your car and there's a Snoopy drawn on the back,
you're like, I need to get this Snoopy off right now before I go anywhere.
Well, that my problem would be I see Snoopy, I start laughing.
Right.
He's funny as hell.
Because everybody's laughing at Snoopy. He's so funny.
I don't know how we got to human trafficking from Raging Waters. I'm sorry. I feel like I brought
Let's talk about all the funny stuff Snoopy does.
Okay.
Sleeps on top of his
Snoopy
house.
Snoopy dresses up like a pilot.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
And then flies his doghouse.
Yeah.
Around
love that.
In the sky.
Don't know how it works. I love it, though.
With his friend Woodstock, who's a bird.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I didn't know that was a bird.
What did you say?
You didn't know Woodstock was a bird?
What gambling? I'm going to do blackjack.
We just taught Bud how to do blackjack.
I'm not anymore, but I was playing virtual blackjack in the car. Double down.
Do you want to try my betting system, or are you just going to go?
I'm just going to fucking try
it. I'm going to feel it
out.
Do
your thing.
I say you feel it out. It'll be fun.
You do your thing.
Feel it out. What's the minimum you can gamble with at a blackjack table?
It depends.
It's normally 10 at a table. That's like the lowest you'll see. If you see a $5 table, that's rare, but that happens. Normally a $5 table, you have to do it like we did the other day, where you had to put down an ante, like a dollar to... It's like a...
Do you think they'll have Pico sorry. Pai Gow poker with three on the Remy.
What the fuck did you say?
Yeah, I think so. The sorry. With the flame bet on the yeah. side? Flame bonus bet?
Yeah, we played different games where I grew up.
That's yeah, weird.
A lot of times you go to a table and it's like Blazing 12 blackjack, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Can I play blackjack here? And they go, yeah. What is that? What's the flaming thing? I don't know. It's a thing that we do. You don't.
It's just like a fun
it.
Game.
Just like ignore
it. Do you want insurance? You're like, do I legally have insurance to play? I don't know.
Oh, that's another thing, bud. I need to. You never do insurance.
Yeah, don't
never
get insurance.
Do insurance.
Never
yeah.
do insurance.
Why?
It's just like it's just a way to scam you, dude. You're,
okay.
So you
right,
get
right,
scammed.
I will never do insurance in my life.
No.
Car,
wait, wait, but,
home,
but.
Life, nothing.
You have to do insurance for your car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
who
law.
Do you work for?
Exactly. He probably works for Geico. I wouldn't trust
no, him. No, that's the, it's just the law in California.
I got your phone on you. I would cancel that pronto.
Way ahead of you, pal.
Mm-hmm. I say use. Go ahead use Metro Mile.
I call there like, you want to start a claim? I was like, no, I want to drop you.
I'm going to drop your ass.
Because I made one of your informants. Geico, yeah, I get it. You got guys who work for you.
It's a guy company.
It's a guy company.
Wait, what are you going to gamble?
What's that?
What are you going to play? What are you going to bet? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do some slots, do some blackjack, and maybe a little of a roulette if I'm feeling unlucky.
I gotta stay away from these slots.
I got to play some. I like to play slots.
Slots are fucking wild, dude. Sometimes they can really.
But I can only max bet in the slots. That's I don't know any other way to play.
Well, I mean, that's
all right.
That's
how you
bucks.
Get the big bucks, dude.
Yeah, you got to.
That one time
bets.
You were killing it on them
it's
slot machines.
It's basically just, it's like,
I think
it's like
your
the
problem,
lottery, man.
Your problem is, like, not that you don't know how to play. It's that you just don't know when to stop.
You're too emotionally invested, and you keep on, you just want
look,
more.
Look, the machines are allotted a certain amount of wins, you know
right.
what I mean?
And you don't
not
know where in
works.
The cycle.
You don't know where.
No, it
generally
just,
the odds are in your favor, but you have to like
you got that dead. You get this dead wrong.
No,
but you have you.
You're
well,
so wrong, man.
You have
absolutely wrong about that.
But
one,
I
brother.
Said generally.
No, the odds you, are absolutely
even that
they're never in your favor. That's how it works.
In your favor, so you have to.
No,
what I do is I do max bet full lines, full everything.
Yeah, max bet,
perfect. and you just hit that over and over and over until the money goes away, because like.
But that's how you make money, too, sometimes.
I know, and yeah. that's how you play the bony. And the bony feels good.
Bony
what's
feels
the
great.
Bony?
The bonus.
When you get the bonus.
Oh.
You
dude,
do feel good
I
when you get that bonus.
I want to just, like, be like, hey, no money, just let me experience the bony on every machine, because everyone's different, and I want to know, like, what it feels like to get it.
Dude, that bony, fuck, that it feels good when you hit it.
Oh, my God.
I don't play slots that much, so I don't experience the bony, but seeing my friends experience the bony,
dude,
I go, that
get,
must be
like,
great.
You sit down on a whack-ass machine, and you get, like, three fiddles, and then they, like, start playing a little tune, and then everything starts spinning real fast, and, like, the screen starts rumbling, and the chair starts rumbling.
If there's a jackass slot machine...
You think it goes, meow, 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 meow. And then just start.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna force everyone to.
If there was a jackass
that's
machine,
the only one
I would put all of my $200 in there.
I would too. Yeah.
You just gotta
it's
get
a blast.
Three Preston Lacy's.
Yeah.
I want to get that jackass diaper. Bonus.
Yeah. Did y'all talk about Jackass on the podcast?
We talked about before we went to see it, and Bud hasn't seen it.
I haven't
yet.
Seen it.
Oh yeah.
That's so
no
fucked
spoilers,
up.
No spoilers. No
spoilers. Bud, they get into some shit.
What?
Yeah. Sorry.
Ugh.
Hey, so, but, remember when we were talking about Snoopy?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Did y'all
yeah,
know?
Want to bring it back
did
to
y'all
sure.
know that Woodstock was a bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right away. You saw that little fucker and went,
yeah,
oh, that's
right
a bird.
Well, I remember him flying.
There was a. There
nah,
was a
I thought
slight,
he was like a goblin or something. I didn't think he was a bird.
Thing that maybe thought he was a seahorse.
Yeah, yeah. I see more of a seahorse.
Yeah.
That's got to be like a gremlin, goblin kind of situation.
Well, I figured, I mean, I thought he was flying. I assumed he was a bird. Snoopy doesn't look like an actual dog. So it would make sense that
nah,
a bird.
But he's got the long ears and the little wet nose.
Yeah.
That Woodstock, ain't no bird got a round-ass beak like that unless you're in the, you know, South
he's
America.
He's got like a mohawk, too, kind of.
Yeah, Clay, so you're telling me my friend Clay knew right away Woodstock was a bird.
That's right, yeah.
No, you're wrong.
Sorry.
Well, Flogging Molly's going to be at Morongo.
That's what? Cool. When day?
I don't know. We just passed the billboard.
If Flogging Molly's there and we miss them, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
Wait, who was playing when we went to that Fantasy Springs? Was it Reba?
I mean,
that would be so good. I would.
The odds are it probably was.
There's no way. Does Reba perform still?
Oh, this was a while ago.
I would love to see Reba. Train!
Train. There's a...
When Whit was gone all the time, Clay and I went on many adventures. And,
You were gone
because you were... you were dealing with some pretty personal stuff. So.
When Whit was gone all the time?
I mean...
Oh, yeah, when I was on vacation.
No, you were... God damn it. You know what I meant. I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
You weren't on vacation. Oh. You were dealing with some very personal family stuff. But it left Clay and I alone, and we went on a lot of adventures. But if it makes you feel any better, we never went on another adventure after that. It was like two times, and then that was it.
I feel like back when Clay and Bud first met,
yeah,
they loved to go on an adventure together.
Yeah. Well, me and Bobby did the same thing. Remember one time I got off work, and Bobby was like, "You want to go to Vegas?" And I got off work at like 11 at night. And so we were like, it was my first time ever to Vegas. And so I just drove up there with them. We got there at like 2 in the morning, gambled for like 3 hours, and he had to get back to work at the American Apparel early in the morning.
And
so,
oh, wow.
So we drove back, but we kept him like falling asleep at the wheel. So we drove into the like a desert spot. And we slept for about 30 minutes, and that barely got us back.
Wow.
And so I drove back the rest of the way.
We got drunk.
Remember we got drunk, and then we wanted to go swimming, but the pool was locked. Like, they locked all the doors to the pool. But we walked down a hallway and we saw that there's like these like
decorative doors
that are like half the size of us,
like a goblin's door.
But each decorative door had a doorknob.
They shouldn't have made the decorative
like
door
a Woodstock door.
Yes,
it's for a Woodstock.
And we're like, there's no way these are real doors, right? And we're like, oh shit! Sure enough, they're unlocked. So we
and it leads out to like this open grass field, but then there's a 10-foot drop.
10 feet, 10 big ones. We're drunk as hell. So I'll never forget. That was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life. Is I thought you were gonna like jump off and maybe like spring down on your legs or something.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, how you would jump off of a wall. I did a splat. You just tucked in and then just rolled. You just fell off, like, yeah. And landed like in a fetal position. I was like, fuck, that's one way of doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we
also got into our underwear, swam, and got kicked out within 5 minutes.
That was the first and last time I saw your pecker.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
His pepper was popping out of his boxer.
That's so sweet.
And I was like, we're going to be friends. We're going to be best friends after this. And then we...
And I go, pecker showing's only one way? What's going on here?
Well, come on, bro.
Show me the sausage.
Come on. Show me the sauce.
And then we had to skate to... a hotel, because we were too drunk to drive.
It was a hotel that was either being like, it was just purchased by another hotel or something, but all the logos and everything had been stripped off.
Yeah. Maybe I threw up before.
Oh, yeah. Because.
What were you drinking?
I think it was your decision.
I was drinking Budweiser. And I.
Well, we're too drunk, so we have to stay at this nameless hotel. And then we tried to. I didn't skateboard very well. So you were like way ahead of me, but then we got to the parking garage and you just started hurling.
Oh yeah.
Boy, you're loud too. You're a loud
dude.
Tosser.
I scream when I toss.
He really does. He just I was laughing so hard, and then you were laughing, but then you were throwing up as you were laughing. So it was just like, and it was, no one else was around, just us in an empty fucking.
I mean, every time I throw up now, I try to not scream, and I can't. Like,
you guys went to the Salton Sea? Is that what that was?
We went to the Salton Sea to try to find a pool to skate, because I saw a skate video where they went to the Salton Sea and there's, like, empty pools everywhere.
At the old abandoned yacht club.
Yeah, and then we got there and there's just dead fishes.
Well, no, we got to the yacht club, and it was fully renovated, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Brand new pool, brand new, like, entryway, and we're like, oh,
it smelled like shit over there.
Oh, it smelled like shit. And then there was, like, there'd be one plot of land that was, like, you know, 30 feet by 30 feet or something, and of fresh grass in the middle of, like, a desert area. It's such a weird place.
Sounds beautiful.
When was the first time you went to Vegas, bud?
Who?
But
yeah, it was the first time I went to Vegas.
Was it? Wait, did we go to Vegas too? Remember the one time we went to Vegas and we went to Hooters?
Oh yeah,
you're so drunk you had to lay down in front of the Hooters.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
But I mean, I don't. I believe you. But oh yeah, that was the worst. We wanted to ride the roller coaster, the New York one.
Oh yeah,
and
is this the same trip?
No, this is
I had an ex-girlfriend have a fashion thing happen, like a what are those shows called?
Fashion show.
Fashion show.
No, they're like
a trade show.
A trade show.
Is that why we went?
Yeah, we went up there and I went to see her, and we just got a hotel at like some.
Dude, that's crazy. I had $50 to my name.
Dude, the hotel was like $10 a night.
That's wild. Dude, we went swimming. We bought, like, commemorative Vegas hats. But when we rode the roller coaster, my fucking phone fell out of my pocket. And so I had to just put my foot on it and press my foot against my phone the whole time so it wouldn't, like, fly out. Oh, we got busted for trying to film it on the GoPro.
Oh, yeah.
And the, like, guy walked up and tapped us on the shoulder, like, you can't do that.
Damn.
Okay, so what amount of money do we win tonight to where we go to Vegas?
Jesus Christ.
I'll go to Vegas anytime. I don't need to win no money.
We go to Vegas, like, tonight?
I don't have my CPAP.
I gotta do stuff tomorrow.
I need a CPAP.
But you should just have a CPAP on you everywhere we go.
I don't know.
It's not that convenient
to
lug around.
What if you win $3,000?
That's not.
Jeez, that would pay off the truck. That would be nice.
That's not really enough to go.
I have a good feeling that I can win $3,000 tonight. With 200.
I don't know if you can do that with blackjack.
Okay, I'll do it on slots.
Okay.
Yeah, slots are gonna pay you a lot bigger.
What's the one that you win the biggest on it? Craps?
No, I mean like with like the table games, you only win what you bet. You know, you can only. Really double. There's no situation where you get a bonus and
you only get what you give.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no bonus and it would be so cool if that there was like a thing in blackjack where they just started giving you more money. Like they just had to play like 12 hands at a time.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I think that'd be sick. They should maybe invent that.
Alright, well what are some other cartoon characters you didn't know were what you didn't know what they were but you loved them?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
A cartoon character I didn't
like,
know
when,
what
when
they
you were.
Were
watching Goofy.
Uh-huh.
Were you like, well, that's a dog.
I go, why isn't this MF-er barking?
Yeah. Or were
I,
you just
I
like, this
he was a
crazy,
a cow.
That's a crazy
I
guy.
I thought he was a cow.
You thought he was a cow?
Yeah, because there was a like
you,
a female cow. Because
there's a girl cow.
Yeah, there's a girl cow.
And I think sometimes he dates the girl cow.
Yeah. So very confusing.
Yeah, Buddy thought Goofy was a cow. See, this is the kind of talking I like.
Pete, I thought... So, Pete, you know Pete?
No.
He's the big... He's, like, the enemy to Goofy or to Mickey.
The big, scary guy. Yeah, he's a bull.
Yeah. No, he's... I think he's actually a big cat.
No, he's
a
bull.
He has big cat ears.
Wait, what about Sonic? That's... Everyone doesn't know what the fuck he is.
No, he's a hedgehog.
He's a hedgehog.
In the name.
Yeah, but then... But you're also, like...
Yeah, wait, what's a hedgehog? What's
then you see a hedgehog, you're like, that's not Sonic.
Also, a Roadrunner...
Yeah, that
like, I don't
I
know
still,
what is that.
Road
you told me what it is. You told me it's a Roadrunner, but I don't know what.
Yeah, that's why these
that
things need to have the name of the animal right
and,
after it.
And Roadrunner is like pretty small, but the Roadrunner in the cartoon
that's big.
He's pretty big. He's
Tasmanian
tall.
Devil looks nothing like a Tasmanian Devil.
Nah.
Right. You know, here's the
you
thing.
You know what? Wait, let me.
Okay,
let me
okay. You
really
have the floor, actually.
Porky Pig, they did a great job.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay,
say
he's a pig
name.
And he looks like a pig.
I look at Porky Pig, and I know exactly what that guy is.
Well, these
is.
Are the Warner... We're talking about Warner Brothers here, though. Now,
yeah.
I guess Roadrunner, but there's Wile E. Coyote, though.
Uh-huh, Coyote, perfect.
I mean, that's Wile E. the dog.
Yeah, so what are we saying? We know that's a type of a dog.
What about Foghorn Leghorn?
But, like...
What the hell is
but
a Foghorn?
But remember, Daffy Duck, the bill gives it away.
Well, yep. Right away, you go, well, that's got to be a duck based on the bill.
Can I tell you a thing about Rugrats? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can I have the floor?
Yeah.
Thank you. Tommy Pickles, his dad... What's his name?
Stu.
He's an inventor.
Yeah.
In the intro, there's a robotic cat walking around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I remember just watching that first season being like, when's the cat going to show up?
Oh, yeah.
And it never
what
did.
What are we doing with this cat?
I just thought I learned about this cat.
I mean, the same thing with like, The Simpsons. It's like, where's the episode where...
He touches
Bart has to write all the words.
Yeah.
Or where's the glowing thing? I want to learn about this guy thing that's bouncing around glowing.
Like, I remember talking to friends at school and stuff being like, I think maybe they cut the character.
Yeah, and, the character wasn't testing well.
Yeah.
Like, the robot cat.
The robot cat's in the pilot. He's in the pilot a lot, but they had to cut him.
Because Reptar was kind of a hit. You know what used to freak me out in Rugrats is that one episode where Angelica's having a dream about having a little brother, and the little brother is like huge and is like trying to fucking kill her. Remember this?
No.
Yeah. You guys remember? Type it in. Look it up.
Wait, say it one more time. I was just speechless.
Angelica, it would like legitimately scare me. Angelica is having, she finds out her mom might be pregnant. So she's having nightmares that she's got this little brother who's got this deep voice.
Yeah, he looks like he's like, he has like one big tooth.
Yeah, and he kind of looks like a mobster.
I remember.
That shit used to freak me out. I said, nah, I don't. But you know, the Rugrats has one of the most sad episodes of television ever.
Oh, Stu's a baby?
Where Stu gets bonked on the head and thinks he's a baby. I'm like, don't put me through that. That's dark.
Rough.
When Tommy's like, having fun at first because his dad's a little kid, and he's like, I want my dad back.
Yeah, it's time to get the dad
back. I'm like, don't make me watch that.
Yeah. There's an episode where Stu is an absolute savage.
What's he do?
The babies sell all their stuff at the yard sale by accident because they keep pushing all the furniture out on the yard.
Oh.
And then when they realize it, they come back inside, and they're like, oh, my God, we accidentally sold everything. And Dee Dee's like, oh, I thought Stu loved these. And Stu's like, oh, okay, I guess Dee Dee didn't want these anymore. But it's secretly because the babies keep putting it out there. But at the very end, Chaz...
If a baby ever did that to me, just like, I know I'm taking it off. If a baby ever did that to me...
It'd be at the end.
That is bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye, baby. Yeah. So Chaz, Stu, Dee Dee, the babies, whoever else there is, I don't know. They're all, like, they're sitting in the living room singing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Dee Dee goes like, well, look at the bright side. It brought us all together and blah, blah, and she's trying to, like, make good out of it. And he looks at her and he goes, Dee Dee, put a sock in it.
Ah,
and I was like, whoa.
Shit.
That's dude.
That's funny.
Dude,
about
what
that.
Is this? All grown up? Jesus.
Yeah, put a sock in it.
It's funny that we've probably all seen that episode over 12 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, like, watching a cartoon and just wanting to see the one episode over and over?
I would say, go play the Super Diaper Babies episode.
Yeah, that's
please.
My favorite.
But remember seeing an episode, like, seeing a cartoon and it's like a new episode and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, yeah, it would give me, like, full-body chills.
Yeah.
I go, wait, what the fuck? What did I tune into?
Holy hell.
Crazy. Whoa, what the?
It's like a... Yes, wait, hold up. Susie? Who the fuck is Susie?
So think about now if, like, you know, you watch YouTube videos and you're just like, time to watch this one again.
I mean, I do that, to
I
be
think
honest.
Kids probably do that, right?
I could do a YouTube video twice if it's been long enough, but... Past that, I can't.
Unless it's the one about the despecialized Star Wars from originaltrilogy.net that talks about where they pulled the source material for the Harmy Edition despecialized Star Wars.
Why is it called Harmy Edition?
That's just someone's username.
What?
And did you ever get this edition?
Oh, yeah. It's about 20 gigabytes.
Wait, and what's the Harmy edition?
Worth
this
every,
is a thing,
worth
Bud,
every pixel.
But when Harmy, when I don't know when this Harmy thing came out, but when it came out, it's about 10 years ago. Bud wouldn't stop yapping about it.
Harmy?
Remember when Bud would, like, he'd get you alone sometimes, and he'd start talking to you about the Harmy edition?
Oh, I remember when, like,
he talked to you for 30, 45
so
minutes,
wait,
you
wait,
couldn't
hold
say
on.
A word to him.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you're, all three of you are telling me that you didn't like talking to me about Harmy?
Dude, I did not retain any of the information.
It's not that
either.
I didn't like talking to you about it. It's just that you just told me everything about it, and I didn't...
Well, it's like, yeah, no, I don't need to talk to you. I know everything about it now.
The thing is, it's an ever-evolving
wait, can you
fan
just,
project.
Okay, if could you do you think you could explain this to me in 30 seconds?
No. I can explain to you in 3 minutes.
Can you... Okay, can I meet in the middle with a minute and a half?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Say when.
Go.
A lot of people were...
Wait, stop. Go now.
A lot of people were dissatisfied with the special edition Star Wars films because when they were children, they enjoyed Star Wars in the theater, the original cut.
We have reached a 10-second
okay, you can't
mark.
Talk. You have to give me the time back that if you talk.
We're at the 15-minute
okay,
mark.
That's
or
not
a second
fair.
Mark.
So a lot of those kids grew up to be special effects and visual effects people, and on the website, originaltrilogy.net, they banded together and they
seconds.
Used source material from all the different versions of Star
mark.
Wars to try and recreate the most accurate representation of the original series that they watched in theaters.
Coming up on 40
the,
seconds.
Came the original the despecialized
seconds.
Original trilogy, which was available to torrent, and it was around 20 gigs for A New Hope. And they
coming
tried to do
the 15,
other. They tried
50s?
To do episode 5 and 6 as well,
mark,
but they're not as good. And that's it.
Okay, but
you clocked it at 53 seconds.
Because 5 and 6...
Jabba the Hutt too big?
I think it was like the...
Is it because Jabba the Hutt too big?
I don't think they found as much source material.
But you're not answering me.
What?
You're not answering.
Is it because Jabba the Hutt too big?
No, it's not because Jabba the Hutt too big, but there was an added... There's some added scenes in the special editions, which are really dumb. One, for instance, is basically a dialogue repeat of the scene that Greedo and Han Solo have in the cantina, but instead it's Han Solo having a conversation with Jabba the Hutt. And in this scene, they use like a fat man in as a stand-in for Jabba
that
the Hutt because
so
they knew that
funny. I
they knew that,
that
they were gonna figure out whenever they could figure it out how to make him with computers, they were gonna insert him. But what happened is they had Harrison
they held
Ford,
on to that for
yeah. They had Harrison Ford walk around the fat man.
Uh-huh.
Not realizing, oh crap, Jabba the Hutt has a huge fat tail.
Right. Oh,
so
yeah, I've seen this.
So what they did is they make Han Solo step on
he
his tail, and Jabba goes, wow. And but, it's the dumbest thing you'll ever see in your life. And it's like the shittiest CGI where they make him step up. Like, they
yeah,
literally just cut
great.
Him out and made him, like, step up.
So
and
it was the idea that you cut the Greedo scene,
I
and
think
then you
so.
Have the Jabba the Hutt scene instead?
Because the Greedo scene basically states that he owes Jabba the Hutt a lot of money and that he's a wanted man.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's almost the same exact dialogue.
And then
except it's between Jabba the Hutt. And I think that it works more with the Greedo. You don't need to see Jabba the Hutt yet. Keep him a mystery. When you see him for the first time, you're like, oh, this guy's nasty.
Well, and he's really small in that CGI one.
Yeah, and he's gray. They made him like a weird gray.
I
that
gotta rewrite
right?
these.
Yeah, these are. They said, yeah, this is actually perfect, but you got it in gray. Yeah, but go ahead and do that. He has like a light gray belly and a big gray body.
Now, are you watching this Boba Fett guy?
No, I can't get into it. He's just old, and I don't care.
That's so what. That's kind of the general consensus, I guess, huh?
Sorry, Rob. What
the, I thought that the laser disc was didn't have all the special features. I thought
the laser disc was like one of the main sources that they used to recreate it. It didn't have any of the special edition stuff.
How come they don't just upload the LaserDisc online?
LaserDisc, I think at the most, I think was 480i resolution.
Oh, shit.
So it would require a lot of like really intense upscaling.
Uh-huh.
So here's what they did, because I know y'all are very interested. What they did is they took the Blu-ray as the master. Because it was the highest definition video they had at the time.
Okay, but now they got to do the 4K.
They haven't done that yet, I don't think. Unless it came out. If it did come out, that's the new master that they're using. But what they do is they take that footage, and they, first of all, color correct it, because the special edition was plagued with some of the worst color correction I'd ever seen. They, right. Like, all the faces were like a magenta color.
Right.
It was just really, it was crap. So what they do is they use that as the base, and then they assess, okay, in this scene.
Wait, can I talk about something Clay's doing right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Clay, so you're doing Dr. Evil right.
I'm doing Lorne Michaels from the, TV show Saturday Night Live.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you saw Dr. Evil's back, and he owns GM now.
Oh, he's back, baby, and he owns General Motors.
I'm going to buy a General Motors car.
I don't
now.
Like him being nice, though.
I like him when he's like this. Right. Yeah, we almost knocked on the whole podcast out of.
That's okay.
Anyway, so they use the Blu-ray as kind of the base, and then use different sources to roto and like patch over certain special items that they added to kind of undo it.
What are we doing with Baby Me?
I'm sorry?
Is Baby Me going to be a new character we're going to get to see?
Do you think they're going to...
Whose face is that on Baby Me?
I think that's Mike Myers.
No, I don't like that.
I know a photo app that can do a little better job.
Why would it, be Mike, why would it be Mike Myers and not...
Vern? Because Vern
not
has
Seth.
Passed. Vern has passed on. Oh, maybe it was Seth. Okay.
Do you think that they're going to do another Austin Powers?
No, no, no.
Nah.
I think he's probably too old. He probably doesn't want to do one.
You think they're going to do another Cable Guy?
Nah.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do another Wayne's World.
Well, they did Wayne's World last year at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember that? Do you remember when they redid the Wayne's World for the Uber Eats?
You think Shrek's coming back for Uber Eats?
Shrek's coming back for Rocket Mortgage.
He's buying a new swamp.
Were there any other good commercials?
And then we're going to get the Love Guru for Quicken Loans.
There was the QR code commercial.
What was that?
It's a QR code bouncing back and forth.
As like a,
what's
to
it
replicate
doing?
The DVD.
I think you could probably guess.
Yeah, you really guess. It's a QR code for a thing. Just guess what it is.
You scan the QR code, then you click the link, and guess what it is. Guess what they're trying to get you to do.
Oh, wow.
Buy an NFT?
It's crypto.
It's a great guess.
Damn. So that's... Alright.
You're really close.
Are they trying to get you to
you're
sign up for...
You're basically there, honestly.
Quicken Loans?
Do you have to buy an NFT with crypto?
It was a crypto wallet.
Yeah, you gotta use...
Nice.
You gotta use... crypto to buy an NFT, yeah.
So is it proven yet that this shit is real or what?
Well, we have to wait for the metaverse to really shine so you can hang your NFTs up and really get the full potential.
I think there's probably some sort of utility to NFTs, but I think what NFTs now is too stupid. It's the dumbest shit in the world.
There's a lot of value to NFTs for digital artists.
Sorry. I thought you liked Cartoon Monkey.
I do love Cartoon Monkey.
Okay, so it feels like you're kind of gaslighting
and
me.
And I
right
would
now.
Love to be in. I would love to be a member of the Bored 8 Yacht Club.
Do you like Lion in Sunglasses?
Yeah, that guy fucking rips.
Yeah, he's funny.
These guys make me laugh and laugh. I see these cartoons.
I'm gonna do Poncho.
I know exactly what they are.
And he has different styles of ponchos.
I like that.
That's
Thank
fun.
You.
Buddy, do you have any NFTs?
No, I tried to sign up through Crypto.com's NFT marketplace as a seller, and I got denied.
Why?
They don't tell you why. They just said that, you know, just I didn't fit the bill. So I used an app that automatically turns photos into cartoons.
Huh.
And just said they were my NFTs to see if I could sign up with that. Because they look just like the NFTs.
Right.
And somehow I didn't fool them. I don't know if they, like, looked me up or...
Hey, you're probably the fourth guy that hour to...
Yeah.
They probably just get so many.
I guess your Instagram and everything has to be like, oh, I'm a digital artist. Here's my portfolio. Here's my work.
Here's my followers.
Maybe
my
you
followers.
Need to... You probably have to have enough crypto.com coin.
Maybe.
All right, gang. So, before we leave on this, I just want to let everyone know that we're going to go gambling, and that on our Patreon, we're going to tell you how it went. And just a reminder, I'm playing with like a $125. I think everyone else is doing $200. Is that?
Yeah, right?
I might do a little more if I can cash out some crypto.
Okay, but also, but just a full disclosure, Bud felt sort of uncomfortable and didn't want to come because he didn't want to go dark, and I think he's going to bet the most amount of money.
I think you're right.
Okay, so
I had a conversation with my wife. She made me promise her I wouldn't gamble too much, but in my defense, she didn't exactly say the dollar amount of
right.
what is too much, so that's for me to decide.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it, gang. We'll tune into our Patreon. I'll probably release these at the same time. So if you're curious how much we won or lost, go over there. And if you don't care, then I don't know what to tell you. And, bye, and gang.
Follow Bud.
What do you want to
check out his Twitch?
Twitter.com.
Okay. Bye, gang.
Bye.